So good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for staying until my talk. And basically, I am Young-Suk Kim at Seoul National University. And in this talk, I will present our work called MicroLayer, which accelerates mobile-only neural network execution by exploiting the fine-grained data parallelism of the neural networks and the hardware characteristics of the underlying processors. More and more services are using neural networks, or NNs, to deliver rich user experience. Examples include virtual assistants, real-time translation, and video segmentation. NNs are helpful for these services because they can make highly accurate predictions for various problem domains. To make a prediction, an NN processes an input by input using a series of layers which perform different types of operations on the input data. For the services to achieve fast responsiveness, they need fast NN execution because NNs incur high computational overheads. Especially, we focus on fast single input execution as it directly relates to responsiveness. Traditional mobile devices did not have enough computational power, so they had to rely on the cloud-side resources to achieve fast NN execution. In the mobile cloud collaborative execution model, early few layers get executed on the mobile, and the rest of the layers get executed on the cloud through migration. Using this model, we can overcome the limited performance of the mobile devices. However, they suffer from long network latency, require stable internet connections, and incurs privacy concerns. Therefore, to avoid these limitations, we need mobile-only NN execution, which does not rely on the cloud-side resources. With the advent of high-performance mobile system on the chips, or SoCs, it is now feasible to execute an entire NN using only the mobile-side processors, such as CPUs and GPUs. Two models exist, and the figures demonstrate how they work. In the figures, the blue and green colored boxes represent the layers executed on the CPU and the GPU, respectively. First, the NN-to-processor model distributes different sets of input to the processors. For example, the CPU executes an NN for the first input, and the GPU executes the NN for the second input. The other model, called layer-to-processor model, distributes the layers of an NN to the processors. Using this model, a few layers get executed on the CPU, and the other layers get executed on the GPU. Using the two models, we can exploit the high-performance heterogeneous processors to accelerate mobile-only NN execution. Although the two models utilize the heterogeneous processors, we make two key observations toward faster NN execution. The first observation is that the mobile CPUs and GPUs achieve comparable performance. Therefore, CPU-GPU cooperative processing of a layer has high performance potential. Unlike desktop and server GPUs, the performance of mobile GPUs is limited due to the limited chip area and heat dissipation. Our measurements show that high-end GPUs are only 26% faster than the high-end CPU counterparts. Moreover, the mid-range GPUs are actually slower than the CPU counterparts. This finding motivates us to explore CPU-GPU cooperative single-layer acceleration. Our second key observation is that the existing mobile NN frameworks, such as TensorFlow Lite, lack support for the cooperative acceleration. As a result, their performance is bounded by the single processor performance. When we use the two execution models, we can see that a layer is executed on either the CPU or the GPU, but not on both at the same time. Therefore, the existing models fail to fully exploit the heterogeneous processors available on a mobile device. Therefore, we need a new execution model which efficiently implements the cooperative acceleration. To this end, we propose MicroLayer, a new mobile NN framework which accelerates single-layer execution by using the CPU and the GPU at the same time. The key idea of a MicroLayer is to micro-partition a layer into microtasks and distribute the microtasks to the processors. By doing so, microtasks implements and benefits from the cooperative acceleration. It achieves fast NN execution, and in addition, it achieves high energy efficiency thanks to the fast execution. From now on, I will present the challenges and the key ideas of MicroLayer, followed by its design and implementation. To implement efficient cooperative single-layer acceleration, MicroLayer has three key challenges. First, it needs to minimize the data dependencies between the microtasks to fully exploit from the cooperative processing. Second, it should maximize the power processor utilizations so that the microtasks can run as fast as possible on the processors. Third, it should avoid generating too tiny microtasks whose amounts of computations are too small to fully utilize the processor. MicroLayer solves the challenges by employing three key ideas. First, the channel-wise layer distribution micro-partitions a layer into microtasks by distributing the output channels of a layer to the processors. The resulting microtasks turn out to be fully data parallel, incurring no inter-processor data dependencies. Second, the processor-friendly quantization maximizes the per processor utilizations by enabling heterogeneous data type execution. It makes the processors use different data types which fit the best to their hardware characteristics. Third, the branch distribution prevents tiny microtasks by enlarging the size of the microtask to be a series of layers instead of the subset of a layer. Before going into the details, I will briefly describe the operations of two representative neural network layers, convolutional and pooling layers. Both layers perform operations on spatially adjacent input activations. One characteristic of the layers is that the operations to produce different output channels are fully data parallel. In a convolutional layer, the inputs are shared between the output channels, and one filter corresponds to one output channel. In a pooling layer, one input channel corresponds to one output channel. Therefore, if we distribute the output channels of a layer to the processors, we can achieve fully data parallel single layer acceleration. Our first key idea, the channel-wise layer distribution, employs a p-value to distribute the output channels of a layer to the processors. The minimum and the maximum p-values are 0 and 1, respectively. Using the p-value, this idea assigns p times OC output channels to the CPU and the other output channels to the GPU. Depending on the type of a layer, the inputs and filters are either shared or distributed to the processors. By doing so, MicroLayer achieves fully data parallel single layer acceleration. After distributing the output channels, we seek to maximize the per processor utilizations to make the microtasks run as fast as possible. For the purpose, we observe that the CPU and the GPU need different data types to maximize their utilizations. As CPUs and GPUs target different types of applications, their hardware characteristics differ. CPUs employ vector units to exploit instruction-level parallelism, whereas the GPUs employ high core counts to exploit thread-level parallelism. The graph shows how the NN execution latency changes with different data types on the CPU and the GPU. We can see that due to the difference in hardware, the CPU demands 8-bit quantized integers to achieve the lowest latency, whereas the GPU demands 16-bit floating points to achieve the lowest latency. This motivates us to employ the processor-friendly data types to run NNs faster on mobile devices. Motivated by the finding, we propose the processor-friendly quantization, which enables heterogeneous data-type NN execution. It makes the processors achieve their maximum utilizations using their preferred data types. We use the 8-bit quantized integers as the default data type, as it minimizes the off-chip DRAM bandwidth consumption. As a result, the GPU needs to dequantize the input to 16-bit floating points, perform operations on the floating points, and then quantize the floating points back to the 8-bit integers. Note that the filters are stored in 16-bit floating points for the GPU, as the filters are not shared with the CPU. This quantization incurs a little accuracy losses. However, the amount of losses is very marginal, only up to 2.7%. Our third key idea, the branch distribution, prevents a processor from becoming underutilized by exploiting the structural data dependencies of an NN. To demonstrate how it works, let me use GoogleNet, a representative image classification NN, as an example. From the architecture of GoogleNet, we can see that there are various diverging branches, which consist of different series of layers. After performing their layers, the branches reconverge by concatenating their output along the channel dimension. The workload of each branch is not large enough to fully utilize a processor, so it is not beneficial to apply the channel-wise layer distribution to the branches. Instead, the branch distribution treats the branches as the microtasks. This is possible because the branches share the same input, are fully data parallel, and their outputs get concatenated along the channel dimension. By distributing the branches instead of the portion of a single layer, the power processor workload increases and the power processor utilizations also increase. Using the three key ideas, we propose microlayer runtime, which consists of the NN partitioner and the NN executor. First, given an NN and the filters, the NN partitioner applies the channel-wise layer distribution and the branch distribution. For the channel-wise layer distribution, the NN partitioner assigns the p-value for a layer by estimating the execution latency of a potential microtask using linear regression. After that, the NN executor applies the processor-friendly quantization and distributes the microtask to the processors. To implement an end-to-end mobile NN framework, we utilize Google's GemLoP and ARM's compute library as the middlewares. First, GemLoP provides assembly code which implements quantized 8-bit convolutions and is optimized for ARM CPUs. Second, the compute library provides neural network layer implementations for both ARM CPUs and GPUs. Using the middlewares, the microlayer runtime executes the CPU-side convolutional microtasks on the CPUs using GemLoP, and the other CPU and GPU operations using the compute library. Now, I will present our experimental setup to evaluate microlayer, followed by the experimental results and a summary of this talk. To evaluate the performance of microlayer, 5 representative image classification neural networks are used. 4 of them are the ImageNet challenge winners, and MobileNet is a small-scale, mobile-friendly NN. As the underlying hardware platforms, we use 2 Samsung Exynos SoCs, each representing the high-end and the mid-range markets. The high-end SoC consists of 4 big CPU cores and 8 GPU cores, whereas the mid-range SoC consists of 8 little CPU cores and 3 GPU cores. We also measure the energy efficiency using the high voltage power monitor as shown in the figure. We first compare the performance improvements of microlayer to the existing execution models. The figures show the normalized NN execution latency of the single processor execution, the layer to processor model, and microlayer on the two mobile SoCs. Compared to the state-of-the-art layer-to-processor model, we can see that microlayer achieves up to 70% faster NN execution by efficiently accelerating single-layer executions using both the CPU and the GPU at the same time. We then evaluate the energy efficiency of a microlayer, as a high energy efficiency is important for battery-constrained mobile devices. The figures show the normalized energy consumption of the single-layer, single-processor execution, the layer-to-processor model, and microlayer. Microlayer improves the energy efficiency by up to 58% when compared to the layer-to-processor model. The improvements are due to microlayer's ability to accelerate single-input NN execution. As microlayer achieves high energy efficiency, the existing mobile devices can easily employ microlayer to accelerate mobile NN execution. To summarize, we proposed microlayer, which makes each neural network layer get executed by both the CPU and the GPU in an efficient way. The key motivation was that the performance of mobile CPUs and GPUs are comparable, and the existing mobile NN frameworks lack support for efficient cooperative acceleration. The key idea of a microlayer is to micro-partition a layer into fully data-parallel microtasks and distribute the microtasks to the processors. To achieve the goal, microlayer employed three key ideas: channel-wise distribution, processor-friendly quantization, and branch distribution. Our experimental results show that microlayer can achieve up to 70% faster NN execution and achieve up to 58% higher energy efficiency when compared to the state-of-the-art layer-to-processor model. So thank you for listening, and I will be more than happy to answer any questions you have. Right.
I wonder why. So they can be identical.
Right.
They differ a little bit.
Exactly.
How far apart can they be for this to make sense?
So for the cooperative single layer acceleration to be effective for the best case, the processor's performance should be equal. Because when the performance are equal, then we can expect up to 2x speedup by utilizing both of the processors. But in an extreme case, such as the GPU is 100x times faster than the CPU, then unless the workload is very large, it may not be really beneficial to utilize both the processors at the same time. So I believe the ballpark is around, say, a few times faster, like 2 or 3. And in that case, our schemes can be very effective. And if the difference is too large, as I said, then there are some other things we need to consider. Thanks.
Yeah, I had a similar question.
Okay.
But in the vein of if you had an APU instead
sure.
of a mobile processor,
right?
How dependent is your model that you have a shared address space?
So that's a very good question. And that's also a question we really need to answer, because mobile SoCs are now equipped with MPUs. So first of all, I must say that our channel-wise layer distribution is applicable, even though the MPUs are available on the mobile device, because in that case, we can distribute the output channels to not only the CPUs and the GPUs, but also to the MPUs. And one another thing we should consider is that if the MPU if the MPU's performance is too superior compared to the CPU and the GPU, then in that case, accelerating a single neural network may not be effective. But given that as more and more mobile services are employing more and more neural networks, then I believe the MPU will not be sufficient to serve all of those many neural networks. In that case, we not only have to run a neural network on the TPU or the MPU, but also we should utilize as much resource available on the CPU and the GPU to execute those NNs, and in that case, we can use our idea.
Great work, by the way.
Thank you.
We should talk more offline.
You perform quantization, for example, GPU loves floating point 16 bits.
Mm-hmm.
Does that incur, and you store that, does that incur first time overhead to convert and memory overhead to store the quantized weights?
Oh, okay. So this per processor friendly quantization occurs only at the setup time. And that's because we are only dealing with inference cases where the model is available. And sometimes we need to dynamically re-quantize the inputs because if the utilization of the mobile CPU and GPU, say we are running a games application, and in that case GPU is already busy, so we have to assign more workload to CPU, then in that case we had executing on NN will incur dynamic quantization overheads and also the memory overheads. But for now, we didn't assume that there are dynamic CPU or GPU workloads running on the mobile device, but that's also one research direction we are working on.
I have time for one more question if you have it. And if you don't, let's thank the speaker.
Thank you.